Hello everyone, my name is Sophie Zamora, and today I will be talking about a party drug turned clinical. MDMA, more commonly known as Molly or ecstasy, has shown promising results as a way to treat post-traumatic stress disorder. Post-traumatic stress disorder, known as PTSD, is a condition of persistent and emotional stress as a result of injury or psychological shock. This can be triggered by a traumatic event, by either experiencing it or witnessing it. Symptoms of PTSD include severe anxiety, constant vivid recall of the experience, nightmares, and dulled responses to others. This mental health condition is a part of 13 million American lives, 5% of the population. These people's everyday lives are bombarded with traumatic memories that interfere with how they view the world. When I was researching the best way to explain PTSD to listeners, I came across a quote several times that people with PTSD said perfectly embodied their experience with it. I would like to share it now. You saw it happen. That's how this started, right? It's happening right in front of your eyes, over and over. Your body's here, but your mind is still there. There's a door, and you want to go through it to get away from it. So you do, and it leads you right back to that moment. And you see that door again, and you know it won't work. But hell, maybe it'll work. So you step through the door, and you're right back in the horrible moment every time. You still feel it every time. So you want to stop opening that door. So you just sit in it. But I assure you, one of those doors lead out, my friend. People with PTSD have to go through never-ending medical assistance that ranges anywhere from biofeedback, neurofeedback, antidepressants, anti-anxiety medications, and eye movement, desensitization, and reprocessing therapy. With MDMA-assisted therapy, the drug is only administered a few times, unlike the rest of those medications that have to be taken daily for years, if not the rest of your life. Laboratories have proven pure MDMA is safe for human consumption under a limited amount of doses that are moderated by a professional. The ecstasy, or Molly, that you hear about sold on the streets is MDMA, but is mixed with dangerous adulterants. MDMA-assisted psychotherapy is currently in phase 3, meaning if that passes, it will become a pharmaceutical medication available for people with PTSD. MAPS, also known as the Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies, finished phase 2 recently in Boulder, Colorado. The trial in Boulder, Colorado enrolled 28 participants with chronic PTSD, but 6 dropped out. Results of the 22 showed that after 2 to 3 sessions of therapy with active doses of 100 to 125 milligrams of MDMA, PTSD symptoms were extraordinarily reduced. A year following the study, 76% of participants no longer met criteria for PTSD. When taking MDMA, the user feels enhanced empathy, the ability to have a deeper understanding of oneself, a positive mindset, and enhanced bodily sensations. It gives the user with PTSD a positive way of recognizing past events and gives them the ability to move on. In some cases, it makes people struggling with the will to live a changed outlook on the world. A woman named Rachel Kaplan enrolled in the Boulder study as a result of PTSD caused by severe childhood abuse. She lived her life in a world of terror and numbed emotions. She had shame from her depression, and she reported the MDMA session as the first time she was able to stay present, explore, and process her traumas. While MDMA can still be a scary experience, by the second session, many of the users were no longer afraid and were able to integrate healing into the sessions. As I sit in a field of tall green grasses, feeling the earth beneath me and listening to the sound of meadowlarks, I am overwhelmed with gratitude for not only being alive, but for finally wanting to be alive. That was a quote from Rachel Kaplan's experience with MDMA-assisted therapy in Boulder, Colorado. MAPS is now entering phase 3 of their clinical development plan for MDMA-assisted psychotherapy and requires more therapists than there are currently available. They are working on a cost-effective and sustainable way to recruit therapists. Recently, MAPS reached their study cost of $802,000 and will soon begin the next step in making MDMA an available way to treat PTSD.